I'm Tanzina Vega, and you're listening to The Takeaway. Back in May of 2018, we spoke to Yvette Colon. She wanted to move up in a career in healthcare, so she enrolled in the for-profit college, Sanford Brown Institute.
When I was being interviewed and taken around, I did ask them, "Are you accredited?" And they told me yes. After the tour, they even took me to a hallway and showed me a plaque that said accreditation.
Yvette went into over $30,000 of debt at Sanford Brown, but when she attempted to complete an internship and then later transfer her credits to another college, she was told something very different.
And I sat there with the advisor, and I'll never forget it. She looked at it, and she said, "I'm so sorry. I can't use any of this. This is not an accredited school. You will have to start all over again."
Since that time, Yvette has had to file two lawsuits against the Department of Education, and when we reached out to her yesterday by phone, she told us that in late September, she finally received some news.
And to our surprise, we got favored, and I got my federal loans forgiven, and that was like an unbelievable, wonderful feeling. I was full of joy, and I cried, and I couldn't believe it.
Not all students are as fortunate as Yvette. Tens of thousands of students across the country have been defrauded by for-profit colleges. On Wednesday, NPR reported on internal documents that show how career staffers at the Department of Education believe that students in these situations should have their debts forgiven, but that Education Secretary Betsy DeVos overruled them. On Tuesday, the University of Phoenix, one of the largest for-profit chains in the country, settled with the Federal Trade Commission for $191 million over deceptive advertising, which touted false partnerships with thousands of employers. For more on this, I'm joined by Eileen Connor, the legal director for the Project on Predatory Student Lending. Eileen, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
So this FTC settlement seems pretty significant. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's the largest settlement the Federal Trade Commission has ever entered against a for-profit college. And of course, University of Phoenix is the biggest for-profit college. It has over 100,000 students. At one point, it was taking in over $2 billion a year in federal student aid and other taxpayer money. I think it's significant that they have been called out for their deceptive advertising that goes right to the core of what they're promising students, which is connections and training that's going to lead to a good paying job. You know, the deception that they were engaged in that the FTC called them for was pretending that they had partnerships with these blue chip employers like Adobe and Microsoft, when in fact, really what they had was they were offering tuition discounts to people who were already employed by those companies.
Is loan forgiveness part of the settlement, Eileen?
The settlement does involve a portion of loan forgiveness, but it's loan forgiveness that the school itself says that it was owed by students that were deceived by its own practices. Because, of course, the largest amount of debt here is held by the federal government. The Federal Trade Commission, and especially in a statement by Commissioner Chopra, has connected the dots here between this deceptive conduct and the right that students have to have their federal loans canceled when they've been deceived by their school.
We noted that the Department of Education had a department that was set up to help students who feel like they've been misled. Those claims have stopped being processed, particularly under Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. Tell us a little bit about what the reporting that's coming out of NPR that showed these internal documents, tension between career staffers at the Department of Ed and who thought these students should have their debts forgiven, and Secretary DeVos overruling that decision.
The controversy here is centered on a large chain operated by Corinthian Colleges that is no longer in existence, and it was acknowledged by multiple law enforcement agencies to be operating a wide-scale consumer fraud. And there are people who looked at this, who work at the department, including who are still there today, but also many from the prior administration, said these people are entitled to loan cancellation. That's something that Betsy DeVos and all of her appointees who happen to come from the for-profit industry strongly disagree with. And you can see what's playing out is a battle within the agency between those who I think recognize the law and those who are not going to let the law get in the way of their ideological agenda.
So let's talk a little bit about that, because there's an ideological agenda, and then there's the fact that these students have been defrauded. We know that Secretary DeVos is only trying to partially refund some defrauded students. What is the calculation that she's making outside of her ideology? What's the calculation she's making on how students should be paid back, if at all?
You know, I want to sort of push back a little bit on the idea that any of this is coming from anything that's rational or non-ideological. Betsy DeVos has said that she thinks that when people assert that they were defrauded, they're looking for a handout, that they want free money. When she has been informed by her department that she has to process loan cancellations, she does so only with, in her words, extreme displeasure. So I think you have to understand that that's what's driving this entire idea of loan forgiveness or withholding loan forgiveness and cancellation from people who are entitled to it. But having said that, the thing that she has announced this week is sort of a second attempt at trying to find a way to say that people who have been entirely defrauded still should repay a significant portion of their student loans.
To your point about ideology, DeVos has also been held in contempt of court for illegally billing some students. What happened there?
So the Department of Education found that students who went to Corinthian were entitled to have their loans completely canceled. And in fact, they completely canceled tens of thousands of them. But there remained people who had applied whose applications hadn't been processed yet. And the department tried to force people to repay those loans. We at the Project on Predatory Student Lending went to court with these students and got an injunction from a federal court to prevent that collection. And over the summer and through the fall, we learned that the Department of Education had actually just been blatantly violating that injunction. They violated it over 45,000 times, demanding payment from people. That's the reason that the court held the secretary in contempt.
You're planning to challenge this latest move in court. Can you discuss the legal efforts against the Department of Education at this point?
I think with the story that you told about Yvette, it really illustrates that the only way that students are able to get their due is when they go to court, which is unfortunate. You know, in a case like Yvette's, she had really strong legal claims in the department. They never acknowledged that she was entitled to that loan relief under law. They just did what they did to cancel her loans to make the case go away. And I think that that's also a hallmark of this administration. They really think that their actions should not be subjected to judicial review.
Eileen Connor is the legal director for the Project on Predatory Student Lending. Eileen, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.